to Milford Asset Management, and Sam Trithui joins us right now just to talk about all the economic announcements that we had today. Hello, Sam.
Evening, Andrew.
So the Reserve Bank stopped the money printing and signaled that everything's trucking along surprisingly well, astounding level of spending. What announcement? What did that announcement? How did that announcement affect the NZX?
Well, I guess the NZX did pull back on this news this afternoon. The impact, I think, was very noticeable in the dividend payers, so the property, telco, utility stocks like Spark and Contact Energy. For the share market, look, there's two key changes really that came through. Firstly, the explicit call out of inflation pressures building in the economy, and secondly, the removal of the large scale asset purchase program immediately. So that was a surprise. That was a change of tack. That large scale asset program was essentially the bank buying back New Zealand government bonds and pushing investors who previously were holders of these bonds into higher risk alternatives, potentially like shares. And it also signals that interest rate rise may be coming in the near term. So, hence, it did have a very real impact on the market today.
Yes, we just had a commentator who said that they're trying to jawbone a slowing down of the asset price rises that we're seeing all over the place because of things. And hopefully that might get away from more interest rate rises. They started talking about inflation as well. They talked about short, sharp shock inflation that could happen because of COVID and supply issues. But they did say that pressure is building. Are you seeing evidence of inflation building on the ground?
Yes, so on the ground in the meetings we've had with companies in the past two or three months, it is very evident that inflation pressures are there. They're real in the economy. So those labour shortages, the capacity constraints are around, and it has consistently turned up in conversations. Some recent examples of this being called out by companies publicly include the Scales, so that the Hawke's Bay-based apple grower there, noting that they're seeing cost and availability of labour shortages, that has certainly stepped up. The wine producer Delegate Group had pulled back its profit outlook on congested ports and higher freight costs. So there very much is evidence there.
All right, Sam Trithui from Milford Asset Management, I thank you so much for your time. News Talk ZB, it has been a remarkable day for our economy. More to be announced on Friday when the inflation data is finally released.